Lansing Fire Chief Tom Cochran. Tom, how are you?
Fine, Tony. How are you this morning?
Very well. Just wanted to get a couple answers from you regarding the situation yesterday with the board and water and light. There was a South Lansing neighborhood evacuation that only lasted about an hour or so. There was a chemical that was mixed into a chlorine container. Apparently it caused a gas plume. Tell me what you know about this story.
Well, we were called to the scene. We made it to a Metro response, which is the Metro Hazmat team with East Lansing, Delta, Meridian Township, and obviously Lansing Fire, working closely with Board of Water and Light personnel. There was, I believe, a contractor had accidentally added a chemical to another chemical, and it created a reaction. There was... as you said, there was a lot of gas. It off gas. There was a plume. We, working closely with Lansing Police Department, we were evacuating the, anyone from the outdoor areas like Benjamin Davis Park, also Harry Hill, Oak Center School. There was some Southside Community Center, which is located there. We eventually evacuated that area. There was some... we did some, went around to the neighborhoods, to the doors, Lansing Police Department did, and we told people to either shelter in-house or that, you know, that this was an ongoing situation and that they needed to be aware of it. Some people chose to leave. Some people chose to stay in their homes.
And
all the whole time we were monitoring the area as far as, you know, what the gas was and what, as far as the amounts of gas that were out. The winds were pretty strong. We felt pretty comfortable with the decisions that we made. Eventually, you know, the situation kind of controlled itself. Young Environmental came in to mitigate and clean up, and that's pretty much what took place.
Any firemen hurt?
No, the two, I believe two or three individuals from that were there initially that were doing the, that had mixed, inadvertently mixed the chemical, they were transported and, I believe, released. They were checked just as a precautionary. There was no fireman or no Board of Water Light, no police personnel. No one else was injured. No citizens.
All right. We talked with Mark Nixon from the Lansing Board of Water and Light, and he said that the chlorine substance is very corrosive, so they're assessing the damage to see if anything was damaged. I imagine there'll be a cleanup. Will the fire department have a role in any of that?
No, they'll hire an outside contractor. We usually don't do any cleanups. We're not, it's not our area of expertise. We just try to control and control the area and try to protect the citizens. And then again, the way it works out is that these private company, Young, for instance, would come in to mitigate and clean up.
All right. And Chief, before I let you go, it's been more than a month now where many police and fire positions were eliminated. A lot of folks had to face layoffs. Just tell me what's been the feedback? What's the morale like at the fire department?
Well, you know, it's like anything, Tony. We laid 11 firefighters off. There was a number of demotions within the department. You know, it's tough times right now. I mean, the economy. We've been able to work closely with the firefighters union and the mayor's administration, and over the past since the mayor's tenure, in trying to keep our costs down and cutting costs. This year, we were not able to do that without laying people off. The unions made some great concessions. We were able to save a number of jobs, 24 jobs, and we still had to lay 11 people off. Morale's obviously is pretty low, but the firefighters, you know, it's like any change. I mean, it's difficult. We'll get through it. There were some positives that came out of it. We did unfortunately, we had to close two stations. We took four rigs out of service. But we are staffing our rigs with four personnel on a rig. So we're still putting the number of people on the scene that we need to, say, at a fire. My concern is when we have multiple events going on, such as something like yesterday, that's very labor-intensive that ties up a lot of our personnel, and then we have a fire or we have a multi-vehicle accident with a number of patients. Those are the situations that we're going to struggle with. But, you know, the citizens will call 911, and the firefighters and the police officers will still respond, and we'll be there to protect them.
And say there would have been another incident where you needed 10 or 11 people, you wouldn't have had them to send out.
Well, because we it was a metro response, we were already tapping into the resources from our metro partners. We would have had to reach out to some other communities. We would have had to call back firefighters. So you're right. It would have been a lot more difficult. But, again, we'll manage it, and we'll get through it.
All right. Any chance that any of those workers may be called back this year and have any of them found jobs in other places?
Well, my understanding is that they are, you know, they're receiving unemployment benefits. I've offered to write letter of recommendations for anyone that's seeking employment. It doesn't look like as if this year any of them will be. One of the terms that were negotiated is that we extended the period that they could be on a recall up to 5 years. So in the next few years, we will have people that will retire, and we will have that opportunity to call them back. But as far as this year, it's not likely. Not until about this time next year will we be able to through some retirements, but that won't be till 2012.
What do you do with those vehicles that you take out of service? You just put a blanket on them, put them in a garage? What happens?
Well, some of them are older vehicles in our fleet that we'll probably sell. And then we'll look at our reserve stock and try to, you know, keep the newer rigs, the rigs that are in better, you know, condition in a reserve status. So it's, you know, it's difficult, but again, working with the city garage, we'll be managing the rigs, and we'll have to, you know, again, we'll make some decisions on probably selling a couple of them, and again, the rest.
All right, Chief.